ما يقولوا ॐ जनये शारदादेवे रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि नमो नमः.
So we are talking about fourth chapter, Prema Nirvachana. What is the definition of love? Love here, we should not use English word, we use Sanskrit word. Well, Kama and Prema. The material is the same. The difference is, what is the object? Kama means desire. Prema also is desire. If it is a desire for worldly objects, it goes by the name Kama. If it is devotion to same desire for God, then it is called Prema. What is the difference between these two? So, as a desire, there is no difference. The result, there is a difference. What is this? Kama, any Kama, fulfill the Kama. It has got three defects. We discussed. What is the first one? Asantripti. Even if you are happy with that, I should have enjoyed the other thing also. Like that, complete dissatisfaction comes even when you are happy in one way. Second, it always changes into the other side. Sukha changes into dukkha. The third is, it strengthens the samskara desire and says, but I want it again. What happens when the same desire is directed towards God? First of all, there is no asantripti because God is paripurna. Secondly, there is no dukkha there because He is ananda swarupa, sachit, sat, chit, ananda. Third is, it doesn't produce bondage. It produces opposite, liberation. It liberates us. Why does it liberate? Because you never want to get out of that. So that is the difference. How to define it? Anirvachaniyam. He said it is indefinable. Any desire for any worldly object is definable. This is desire for a house, a desire for a partner, a desire for children, desire for wealth, desire for position, desire for name and fame. It excludes the desire for other things, hones in, focuses on one particular object. Whereas, bhakti is towards God. By definition, who is God? Everything. Everything. He includes everything. Therefore, how are you going to define it? It is not possible to define it. Why? We discussed it. No experience can be conveyed to the other person. That's why Ramakrishna gives this beautiful example. A small girl asks her married elder sister, what type of happiness do you get from your husband? What is the answer? Only one answer. When you get married, then you will come to know what it is. Otherwise, how is she going to explain? Because otherwise, like a blind man, you know, why the child is weeping. Remember? That like a huge bird, mother is trying to feed, like that. So, anirvachani, any experience, even bitterness, hagilikai, paraida, suppose you experience, somebody asks, how is hagilikai? Hagilikai is like hagilikai. So, you know what we say, something very important we say. How is Rama Ravana Yuddha? Rama Ravana Yuddha is like Rama Ravana Yuddha. You cannot describe it. You have to understand. Anirvachaniya, Prema Swarupa. But more important definition is, suppose a devotee's devotion to God, is it like worldly person trying to eat a sweet? It is like that. It is not at all like that. Why? I gave three reasons why it is not like that. So, proper definition is impossible. Then he gives another example, but
It doesn't mean a person doesn't experience. There are two things are there. A person experiences it, knows for himself what it is, but cannot express it. So experience and expression of that experience are completely two separate things. This is a poet, beautifully, Sarvajna. Beautifully he brings out the common truths that are there. In Kannada, a Sarvajna was like Telugu, we have a Vemana. Something common sense, everyday experience, highest wisdom comes out. So like that, you know, one elukatoka dechi endaka udikina nalupu nalupe gani telupu kadu. You bring one black rat and go on washing it with surf soap and all that. It doesn't become white. So what it means is, by swabhava, if something is like that, it is not possible to change it. This verse contains the highest truth. What is the highest truth? If you are the Atman, you can't make you, no one can make you non-Atman by any amount of saying that you are a beautiful body, beautiful mind, talented person. You can't make. If you are not the Atman, nothing can make you Atman. That's why Swamiji laid that axe to the very false philosophy of Christendom, that man is a born sinner. If he is a born sinner, means by nature he is a sinner. He is never ever going to go to God. Yelukatoka dechi endaka vidikina nalupu nalupe gani telupu gadu. You may do all prayers, fastings and japa, Hail Marys. It is not going to, you are not going to go to God. Because that is not your nature. But if it is your nature, no power on earth can prevent you from claiming your own true nature. That truth is here. As a rat will be a rat and a donkey will be a donkey only. It is never going to become a horse. So these are highest truths. Yes. Mukha Aswadhanavat. Mukha means a dumb fellow. Completely dumb fellow. You give him the highest pleasure by eating or whatever. You can see his face is shining with happiness, but he can never express it. So we are not dumb in that way, but we are dumb in another way that it is not possible for us to express it. What experience can you express? You tell me one experience which you can convey 100% to me. That is why there is a law. That law is conveying knowledge through knowledge. So conveying the unknown through the known. That's all one can do. Anyway, that is Mukha Aswadhanavat. But it may raise a doubt. But if you can't define it and nobody can express it. How do we know that such a thing exists? Prakashyate kvapi patre. Patra means an appropriate, fit vessel, instrument. This divine love manifests and we see it. We see it. So I told you the story, you know, that Bengali baby who was asked by Holy Mother, do you love me? But, so, how much do you love me? Suppose Holy Mother asks, what is love? Ask a baby that, does your mother love you? Yes, yes, she loves me the most. Which is true. But now, define that love. So, our normal understanding of love is that whatever I desire, mother will just give. That is completely incorrect. Suppose the child says, Mom, do you love me? Yes, yes. Do you love me very much? Yes, yes. So, do you give me whatever I want? Yes, yes. I don't want to go to school. She will catch hold of the ear, which is very painful, and drag the child because she loves or because she doesn't love?
Love.
because she loves. In America, one lady used to serve Swami Vivekananda. She used to come to get up at 3 o'clock. She was living a long distance. She will take a cab and reach Swamiji's residence. It used to take 2 hours. And again, in the evening, 11 o'clock, she will go. And then she will sleep only a few hours. All day she was working. And all day you'll be scolding her. One day she complained, "Swami, James, whatever I do, nothing pleases you." Swami asked, he did not understand, "Why do you talk like that? You are always scolding me. This is not come out." He put very innocent face and said, "Whom else shall I scold? Shall I scold somebody who is walking on the street? I love you and therefore I want your good. That's why I scold you." Then she understood, very happy. And then what happens? Suppose someday he doesn't scold me. as he stopped loving me. The funny thing is there, in Africa, there is a tribe. There, the husband regularly beats the wife 3 times a day. Supposing for some reason, he only beats her 2, not 3. She gets terribly worried. Is he running up to somebody else? Only because he thinks I am his wife. Anyway, what I am trying to tell you, so even somebody is giving us pain or suffering, it need not be because of hatred. It could be because of pure love. Our teacher scolds us, sometimes beats us. And a guru sometimes scolds us. Sometimes, most of the time, a guru who doesn't scold the disciple is not a good guru at all. Because only a person who is completely perfect, for such a person doesn't need a guru. What is the guru's? This one? He has to make the disciple from imperfection to perfection. And all disciples are not intelligent fellows. So he has to sometimes scold, sometimes beat even. So many things he will do if he is a Sadguru. And this is what Sri Ramakrishna used to say, physicians are of 3 types. Have you heard about it? Physicians are of 3 types. Ramakrishna's teaching, every teaching is to be meditated. The first lowest type of physician, he gives the medication, gives advice and is up to you. The middle type of physician, he inquires, have you taken every day? And somehow for his sake, he will try to pour. The first class physician, if he doesn't take, he'll throw him down, put his knee on him, open his mouth and put the medicine inside it. You read the lives of direct disciples. Every direct disciple has got very good scolding from Sri Ramakrishna. And they knew that it is all for our good. Yeah. So what am I trying to tell? Love always doesn't mean every pleasant thing. Unpleasant things also there. Pleasant things are also there. Sometimes pleasant things come much later. Unpleasant things come first. That is why Holy Mother's that saying, misery is a gift of God. Very hard to understand, harder to accept and behave according. Believe me that if somebody betrays you, I mean your husbands, your children don't care for you. So one way of looking at it is, I must have done a lot of papa. That is why they are giving me this trouble. Another way of looking at it is, how gracious God is. I won't have that attachment towards
you. And
if you don't have attachment towards them, you already have tremendous store of attachment. Now that can be redirected toward more towards God. This is the simple fact. And this is what happens, you know, in the 19th century, many, many girls in, especially in India, especially in West Bengal, in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, they used to get off married up to men who are sometimes even 30, 40, 50 years. And that's why they become child widows. One such was Gopal Erma, later on came to me. Now, she was must have been born with great spiritual samskaras. He said, I don't have anybody. So, I will devote all my attachment towards Bhagavan in the form of a son, putra, Gopala. And she became perfect. So, that is why Sri Ramakrishna had shown her as an exemplar, Vatsalya Bhava, how even the so-called wretched widows can reform their life instead of regretting why we did not get a useless husband. You know, they think they will understand this truth only later on. In the beginning, they think that he is a worthy fellow. After some time, yeah, every husband becomes a idiotic child at middle age. And then wants to come from the office and narrate all the adventures that hero has done. And that wife who listens patiently and her eyes shining like a hero in worshipping, that is a good wife. How long can you put up with it?
After retirement?
Still worse. I have seen that. One devotee from UK. So, this couple was working. One gentleman, Bengali gentleman. So, he decided to retire. The moment that thought came, the wife came and said, Maharaj, my life has turned upside down. Yesterday, as soon as he goes to office, I will be sitting in the shrine room up to 11 o'clock and all that. Now I know this man. So as soon as he gets up, what is for breakfast?
Yes.
And while eating breakfast, what are you cooking for the lunch? This is all the talk that will go on throughout the day because he has not developed. The tragedy is one member is devotee. Another member is not devoted. If both are devotees, even then samskaras will not go. They separate. Devotion is devotion. Relationship is relationship.
Your nature.
Nature.
Nature is different.
It is very horrible, you know. Marriage is a horrible. When you understand it, you enter into vanaprastha. I don't need it any longer. I had more than enough of it. Okay. So, prakashyate kvapi patre. You can see it in our parents, this divine love. You can see in mother. Sometimes a little bit in father. Then you can see in some saints. You can see that love. But it won't be emotional love. You have to separate what is called emotion. You have to separate what is called love. So often we mistake emotion for love. Somebody says you, oh my God, how I love you, hug you and do all those things. And this evaporates in no time. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I have experienced here also recently. So one fellow, and he's working and in Switzerland. And he came back for 1 month holiday. And then the whole family was eagerly, my brother is coming, my son is coming, like that. After 3 days, this sister came here, she comes here. And I saw it was a little bit too small and black. What is the problem? Said this fellow, he had come. He is shouting at all of us. And he only for 3 days. Now we have to tolerate it for 27 days. Yes, it happened. I'm not saying all the time, but whatever human affection, it is defective. It cannot be relied upon. Okay? But if you are asking for proof, love, if we have not received love, we cannot become loving. We learn from mother, like father, etc., how to love, and then later on direct it towards God. Interesting factor here, according to Vaishnavism, love is divided into five categories. Five, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Mathura. So all examples are there. Jnanamargis are supposed to be Shantas. They don't show, that is emotional, less love. The next higher one, Dasya Bhakti. Hanuman is supposed to be the greatest exemplar of Dasya Bhakti, servant-master relationship. Then Sakya Bhakti, Gopas, the friends of Sri Krishna. And then Sri Krishna tells to Arjuna, Bhaktasime Sakoche Rahasyam Yetaduttamam. You are my greatest devotee, but you are also my greatest friend. Swami Vivekananda's attitude towards Sri Ramakrishna was Sakha. So when he was alone in the shrine, many people heard Swamiji addressing Sri Ramakrishna not as Prabhu, Sakha. That is Sakha. That's why Sri Ramakrishna also did not treat him as a servant, did not allow him to do menial jobs. So treated him like a friend. Then Chandramani Devi's attitude towards Thakur was Vatsalya, Yashoda's attitude, Kausalya's attitude. Let's say the first thing, you know, Venkatas Kausalya Suprajaram Purva Sandhya Pravartate Uttishtha Narashardola Kartavyam Daiva Manikam. Venkateshwar Supravatam said Kausalya Supraja. That means the beloved son of Kausalya's. Anyway, fun also you can make, you know. The Rishi is telling, hey, you lazy fellows, already the sun is rising. When are you going to get up and then do all your sandhya, ahnika, etc.? If you go on sleeping like that, what is going to happen? Even God needs to be addressed. Do you understand? I'm making fun. All the devotees, they go to Venkateshwar Swami early in the morning. Oh Lord, we have all risen. We have taken bath. We have come here taking trouble. The dawn is reddish and all the birds are making noise. Will you kindly get up from your seat and sleep and then wash your face and show your face darshana. This is their singing, sing song way, but they are giving nice, you know. He was supposed to get up early. God, you know, but the devotees have to wake him up.
Suprabhata.
This way, Suprabhata. Good morning to you. Good morning. So, this Kusamat Kul, Uttahar, Kusam, means you have to butter, oil, God himself. Otherwise, he is not prepared to get up. And he never gets up, really speaking. Only half gets up. Don't you see, Raghunatha?
Always in slumber.
You can't accuse him he's sleeping. You can't accuse him he's awake. In between this state. Do you know what that is? Do you know what is the symbolism? Symbolism is, he is in Bhava Mukha. He knows I am Brahman. He knows these are my children. He has to know both. So this in between Nitya and Leela, is this is called Ranganatha, Shayana, Ananta Shayana. Okay. So this love is manifest. Then the other Vatsalya of two types. Vatsalya means parental love. Yeah. Two types. One is God is considered as a child. Devotee considers that I am the mother. Kausalya. Yashoda. Or God is our father or mother. And I am your child. Usually our attitude is like that only. Because this is much easier labor than the other one. Otherwise you have to take care of that useless fellow from morning to evening. It is too much. So then the last one is Madhura. This is the highest peak. So that which comes later contains the earlier. Who is the greatest servant of a child? Mother. 24 hours she was only slaving for him. Similarly, who is the greatest servant of a husband, in this case Mathura Bhava. Wonderful. That's why Lakshmi Devi is always, you know, serving Narayana. So the idea is all these purva stages, earlier stages are included in the later stages. In Mathura Bhava, all the other four attitudes are intensified. That is why it is called the highest. And that's what Rama wanted to exemplify for the rishis. That's why he asked them, you will be reborn as gopis. And that point also we discussed. For any appropriate expression, appropriate instrument is necessary. For example, you don't do microsurgery with a needle which you use for sealing the rice bags. It is. Similarly, you don't use a small needle for sealing the rice bags. So the body of a woman who can think of God as her most beloved, no man can do that. That's why Sri Ramakrishna had completely identified himself. He practiced Madhura Bhava, but for that first he meditated upon Radha Devi, became completely one with Radha. It is said, even he started having monthly periods. So much 100% identification with the body. Similarly, when he wanted to serve Rama, he meditated upon Hanuman. And even they said the tail had grown up little. This shows proves a lot of scientific psychosomatic effect. The effect of the thought upon the body. Yes. It is well proved now. Anyway, what is the point here? Madhura Bhava is the highest. So Sri Ramakrishna practiced all the Madhura Bhavas. So when our parents show love to us, it is called Vatsalya Bhava. When the mother is serving us in every way, it is called Dasya Bhakti. When the mother is tolerating all the, what is called foibles, the defects which a child is showing, she knows this is a child. You can't reason out. This is how every child does it. Shanta Bhava. So Shanta, Dasya, Vatsalya, Mathura, Sakya, Mathura, everything is there. In that, in mother, every feeling is there. Mathura means what? Nobody loves the child. She will give up her life for the sake of the child. That is Mathura Bhava. But we should not understand, you know, our minds have become contaminated by hearing this sexual feeling. There is no sexual feeling there. It is pure motherliness. I will give my whole body and mind in your service. Even a mother, Vatsalya Bhava, there is a reservation. I am tired. I am old. I am suffering. I love you. I want to do something, but I can't do. Madhura Bhava, take. The greatest example was, Ramakrishna was showing the example of, Sri Krishna wanted to show to Uddhava what is called true bhakti. You remember? He sent Uddhava to Vrindavan. And then first thing, gopis came, how is our Krishna? He said, no, it is not at all. He is not at all good. He is suffering. Oh, is there nobody who relieves him? Yes, yes, everybody knows what is the disease. Everybody knows what is the remedy. Nobody is willing to give the remedy. And it is the simplest remedy. Then the gopis were competing with each other. What is the remedy? Then he said, very easy. The dust of a devotee's feet, the dust, if it is put all over the body of Krishna, immediately the disease will get cured. So why are not people giving? Because they are frightened. If the dust of their feet is put on Bhagavan's body, they will have to go. It is there in the Bhakti Shastra. For billions of years, they have to suffer Ghora Naraka. Gopi said, what type of devotees are they? They started fighting with each other. Take the dust of my feet. Take the dust of my feet. I am first come, first served. Then Uddhava understood, this is called, what is it? I don't want any happiness for myself. I am prepared to go through any number of Gaurava Narakas. But I want the happiness of my beloved. So there also they divided love into three. Selfish love, then exchange love, then Samanjasa love. So selfish love means I don't care whether you are happy or not. I want to be happy. Then exchange love is I want me also to be happy. I want you also to be happy. Give and take. But the highest love is I don't care for my happiness. I only care for your happiness. Hope is represent that highest type of love. Vaishnava literature is so beautifully described. Then what are the effects of this love upon the body? 19 signs, horripilations, unstoppable tears. The throat becomes choked and the sweat constantly pouring. Blood is coming out of the joints. 19 such manifestations is called Mahabhava. So if one such manifests in any devotee, there is doubt whether the person will live or die with them. 19 such spontaneously at the same instant manifested in the body of Radharani. And when Thakur meditated upon her, the same Mahabhava has manifested in Sri Ramakrishna. Lila Prasanna, Sri Ramakrishna, the great master, all these are there.
Swamiji, even Andal and Vishnu, even Meera and Krishna.
They are all Radha Devi Samshas. They are born, they are not ordinary people, they are born to show. These are not stories, cock and bull stories. They are realities in life. That is why Sri Ramakrishna, then Gopala Irma, all these great souls were born to demonstrate to us that this, one can attain to that. These are not merely reading in the books. Every one of them, every sutra, you can get this one practically. So, prakashyate kvapi patre, if there is a purified body and mind, in that body, that divine love manifests. So, how do we know? You don't need to reason it out. The moment you go there, immediately you yourself will understand it. Or you may not understand it, but you feel. How do you know? You don't want to get away from there. People used to run to Holy Mother. What has she got to offer? Not much in the form of physical happiness. Good food, rasagullas, nothing. Just ordinary food. But people used to run. Why? Because that love, nobody can give. It's a beautiful incident. One day, a woman came with her son. And the moment the son came, he runs to Holy Mother. And sits in her lap. Holy Mother loved that child. She started and feeding. Then that boy was just eating the mother, her, his real mother. Ma, look at this strange thing. When I want to feed, he doesn't eat. But in your lap, he is eating like a horse. Horse. Then mother said, don't you utter evil words towards my son. You know, Holy Mother's love is impossible to describe. But then who was the Holy Mother? Never separate her from Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna Prema Suradhuni Karuna Rupini Mama. Sri Ramakrishna Tapo Surya Kirana Bimba Chinindrike. She absorbs the harshness of the sun and grants us only the cooling thing, what is beneficial for us. So, these kind of people are there, and Gopikas were olden time examples. Ramakrishna and family means Holy Mother, direct disciple. This is what we call family. Even all the direct disciples, so many great devotees, all are tremendous examples of this. I will just tell you, narrate to you one small story. when I was in UK, one day I was traveling with a devotee. And the devotee told me something very interesting. The man said, I know a family where the husband was not a devotee, but the wife was initiated devotee. In our order, she took initiation. And most of the day, she was occupied only in worshipping, doing japa and all those. Then, in time, she was diagnosed with cancer, advanced cancer. And the doctor told, at most 6 months. The moment she heard it, she told her family, I don't want to see anybody else. And she never allowed anybody, you know, other devotees, other friends, nobody was allowed. 24 hours she was going. So just 3 days before her passing away, by the time they knew that she was going to die, then she called her husband, said, 3 days hence, all of you be present here. Don't go anywhere. They asked, why? He said, Holy Mother told me that she will come and take me on that particular day. This is something which happened few years back. Then this husband was not a devotee. He did not believe it. The family was, okay, maybe, may not be like that. But anyway, they respected her wishes. On that day, they were present. So they were all, she asked, why don't you do a little bit of bhajan? And she herself was absorbed. And after some time, suddenly she said, Ma is a chain, Bengali lady. Ma is a chain, Amaini is a chain, she is taking me and I am going. May mother bless you, he told, and then left the body. Then later on, the husband narrated to this devotee, I did not believe this, that she was having superstition. But when she said, Holy Mother has come, the whole room was filled with the divine light. And I could experience it. There is no way to deny it. If it was a feeling, you know, you are having feeling, that is your feeling. But I cannot deny this. The whole room was lighted up as it were. He did not see Holy Mother, but he had seen the light. And from that day, some change has come into him. So, like that, even devotees are there, not only at that time. Even now there are devotees. Even now there are swamis. Recently one swami died in Seva Pratishtha. He was several years, he was a patient. He was a great devotee of Holy Mother. Towards the last, he was only reading the Gospel of Holy Mother, Mayur Kotha. You know, there is Mayur Kotha, like Gospel of Holy Mother. He was not reading anything. He was reading only that. One midnight, suddenly he got up. We have a special ward in Seva Pratishtha. It's called Premananda ward. It's only meant for monks. Nobody is allowed there. Even nurses were not allowed there. Only male nurses, not female nurses. Exclusively for monks. Suddenly he got up at midnight and he called out to the 2-3 swamis were there. Ma has come. She wants me to go. I am going. They were all looking at him. Simply he said, and they left the body. So, even today, don't think they are all old examples. Only thing is, we must have the eyes to observe who is doing what and all those things. So, prakashyate kvapi patre. So, then, he how to describe? It is indescribable. Why is it indescribable? Because he says, guna rahitam. Guna means qualities. It is red. It is beautiful. It is sweet smelling. These are all called gunas. This bhakti is gunarahita. How are you going to description? Description means what? You don't describe a substance. You describe only the gunas. Say, you have somebody. You want to introduce that person to me. I have a friend I will bring one day. I will ask what, give some description. So she is M.A. And she is fair looking and she is doing this job. What are all these things? Qualities.
Characters.
Qualities. That too, physical qualities. But if she is very generous, she is very loving, and she is very intelligent. These are mental qualities. Physical qualities we can see. Mental qualities you can't see. You have to live with the person in order to understand it. But I am telling, this love is guna rahita. Especially what is guna? How many gunas are there?
Sattva guna,
raja guna, tamo guna. Guna rahitam. Then kamana rahitam. At least you can say this person loves Rasagulla. No kamana is there. He only wants God. And we don't know anything about God. So how are we going to know about him? Kamana rahitam. And then pradikshana vardhamana. This divine love comes. What happens with the desire for every worldly objects? The more you enjoy, the less will be your desire for enjoyment. Can you understand that? Can you understand that? You have to understand properly. See, supposing a person says, I love a rasagulla. Okay, you bring the rasagulla. The person is very hungry. Then at 12 o'clock exactly, he bites rasagulla. First bite gives 100% happiness. Second bite, 90%.
Little less, yeah. Law of diminishing utility in economics.
So, finally, if he eats 3-4 rasagullas, after that, if you offer him, vanti varute. Is it not?
Law of diminishing.
Whereas here, pradikshana vartamanam. Why? God is ananta swarupa. Oh, you have this one. I never knew about it. Oh, you have this also. That is even more wonderful, the other one. Infinite, what is called shades or varieties of the same will grow and grow. It grows. Pratikshanam vardhamanam. Avichinnam. It is unbroken. All our desires are completely broken. Even if you love something 100, 1000%, you can't live with it for a long time. Because it is unless there is a break. That's why my formula for, I have devised a special formula for eating sweets. Here's best, it should be good sweet. I don't care for village sweets and dirty sweets. First class sweets. And on dollop, Andhra avakai. Try it. And then try it. And then, so anything, you know, your, what is called, Kannada, whatever you call it. See, any sweet, pongal or anything, or payasa, anything. You take one handful.
Okay.
And not at the same time. Then second, a little bit of avakaya. Swallow it, don't slowly finish it. The second one, exactly like the first one it will do. Try it.
Diminishing utility does not apply.
Because you are providing the opposite.
Yeah.
Otherwise the same thing, it will lessen and lessen and lessen. Of course that also has works only for a short time. But it is much better way of enjoying. Telugulo arisal antam. So this rice powder with good bella, they make, you know, I don't know Kannada what they call it. Whatever name, you know, this sweet they make. Telugu people are very fond of it. If they fry it in pure ghee, it's excellent. So this, anyway, what is the point I am discussing? That this love, it doesn't know its opposite. Avichinna. Can be avichinna. No worldly sukha is avichinna. You have to give a quite good amount of breath. After eating here, you can't enjoy it any longer. You have to wait at least for 5-6 hours until it is completely digested. You are hungry again. And then not only that, there is something very, very interesting. Supposing you express someday this, whatever you call it, you know, for Ganesha, we have that kudumulu.
Modaka.
Suppose nicely, it can be done nicely.
Yeah.
If I get this every day, I don't want anything else. Suppose morning they give modaka. Noon also modaka. Night also modaka. Tomorrow morning also modaka. then you will become a ardent Modakarn. you beat the other fellow with that. What do you think? I'm a Rakshasa. Every day I have to eat this Modaka. Because that is the nature of the Varalya. Whereas this divine love, avichinnam, it never diminishes and it never, there is no break in it. 24 hours. What does it mean? Whether you are waking state, dream state, dreamless state, the continuous awareness of the divine joy will be pervading our lives. In details we'll talk later on. Then sukshmataram, it is the subtlest. Because whatever is gross, is the grosser, the more limited. The subtler, more unlimited. The subtlest, even more unlimited. Beyond the subtlest, there is something which cannot be expressed at all. Mukha swadhanavata. That is all pervading. So, the subtler it is, the more pervading it is. That is the law. Sukshmataram, this divine love is sukshmataram, anubhava rupam. Above all, it has to be experienced. I may describe it for 365 days. You will never have any understanding. So I will give a small example. So you have read about sugar. What is your knowledge of sugar? Nothing. Somebody brings sugar, keeps it in front of you. And then, oh, this is white, what is called granules. And one granule, you bring it, and you keep it 100 millimeter away from the tongue. 100 millimeter away from the tongue. What is your experience? What is your knowledge? Absolutely nothing. Whether it is a piece of chalk, or whether it is really sweet, you have no knowledge at all. One grain touches your tongue, then you know 100%. And you will never forget it in billion lives. Sugar means it is like this. So this is what is called anubhava rupam. It has to be experienced. So every love also has to be experienced. And we do experience love. Mother, when mother loves, it is anubhava rupam. How does it come? The way she looks, the way she touches, the way she, sometimes she may be even angry also. But we know that anger also is the resultant of her love pulse. She won't be angry with the neighbors and others. She'll be angry only with her children for their good because she loves. So anubhava rupam. These beautiful things we will discuss in our next class. Om Janamim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagat Gurum Padapakmi Tayo Svetra Pranamani Mohur Mohur.